Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And how do you become part of the solution? Right. You get information. It's really that simple. And as I always say, you have to make sure you have your facts right. Look, it's okay to get it. You make a mistake, big whoop. We all make mistakes. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you're one of those people on a regular basis that jumps with every headline you see, you're the ones that cause trouble for the rest of us. Sorry. But it's true. Because I know a lot of you have, you know, you have the heart for it. You want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and you're getting information across. I get all that. And that's cool. I'm glad you want to be engaged. I'm glad you want to be involved. But just make sure you got it together. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, right? Get involved, get engaged. Really, really be part of it. So, Trump's speech, we'll go through this a little bit more in the third hour. But in Trump's speech, one of the things he said that I know, remember I talked about this a few weeks ago. And I tell you what, they're going to throw me out of the Republican club. Really, seriously. That doesn't mean I go with the Democrats, but they're going to throw me out. I've been saying forever, Ronald Reagan's, 11th commandment, it needs to be set ablaze. Enough. So we're not supposed to say anything bad about Mitt Romney, are we for real? So that's got to stop. We have to work twice as hard to get rid of rhinos. Now, for my Trump supporters, for you guys that love Trump and figure that, you know, most of the time we're on the same page and we're moving forward the right way, he called on conservatives to oust Republicans who voted for impeachment, not just because it was impeachment of Donald Trump, and it's because point blank, flat out, it was unconstitutional. They should not have wasted their time with it. They should not have shown up like Roberts didn't show up. For an unconstitutional event, a process, whatever. And it's infuriating anymore that we keep complaining about these things, and we don't really take a stand on what it takes to do it. You know, the Democrats will pick at a Republican just because he's a Republican or she's a Republican, right? Why don't we pick at a Republican when they're not doing the right thing? Put some scare in them. If they won't take your call, they blow you off and no big deal, that's a problem. Trump said get rid of them all. He's right. And then he went on to name names. The Democrats don't have grandstanders like Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Pat Toomey. And in the House, Tom Rice. South Carolina's Adam Kinzinger and Dan Newhouse, Anthony Gonzalez, and former president said that they have got to go. And he's right. They have got to go. I've been saying on this show for almost 14 years now. Vote them out. Republicans think that just because they get in, they're in for life. Why? Because you wouldn't dare vote for a Democrat. You know how many times I hear people say, you're going to vote for the Democrat? Well, heck. What is the difference between a Democrat and a Romney? See what I did there? Seriously. What's a Democrat? I mean, what's the difference? Why not? Fred Upton, Jamie Harara, he went on, Jamie Harara Butler, Pete Meyer, John Katko, Dave Valadio, and of course the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. And again, I'm not irritated when they say, I voted my conscience, right? I get that. No, I really do. I get that. And there is times where you're sitting there and you're going, I know that guy down at the end of the row is a Republican, but you know what? I'm voting against his proposal because it's just not right. And it's okay to do that. I mean, it's okay to do that. But what it's not okay to do is to vote out of hate. The other thing behind that is what they were voting on was illegal. An impeachment of a president that was no longer in office. How are you going to remove him? You've already heard all of this. But they fell into the hate. They really, I don't believe it was a vote of conscience. Here's the problem that they keep forgetting. We are representative government. Liz Cheney was voted in to represent the people that voted for her and sent her there. I'm sorry, but they didn't send you there to vote your conscience. They sent you there to uphold the law, especially when it comes to Republican conservatives, follow the law, hold the law, do the right thing. And she found that out the hard way because her approval rating has plummeted. She's been censured by the state Republican Party, and she will be primaried, and she will lose, Cheney or no Cheney. Right? So hopefully they'll get rid of her. In the next election, should be done. And part of that is she refuses to work with conservatives. That's the other thing. They think they're so brain dead. Yeah, I'm going to get on the Republican legislators. They're so brain dead, a lot of them. They don't realize that the scorpions in the Democrat Party are going to bite them anyway. They can't play nice with them. It will not work. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Dr. B. Maybe she can talk me down off the ceiling in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food. food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, otherwise you're a part of the problem. Some of you guys are putting stuff out there that is not true. It's not real. I'm not going to say it's conspiracy, but you haven't checked everything out. And then people like me have to sit here and, clean up the mess, if you would. And, yes, we do have to clean up the mess because we can't get past it. You know, the way people keep writing to you. So, anyhow, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's really the only way we win the battle. Otherwise, frankly, otherwise, we're just like they are. And I don't ever want to be just like they are. All right, let me bring her in. Dr. B joins us every week. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, and always love when she's with us. And is the snow gone? What's the deal with the snow?
It was gone the next day, yes. Yeah, I would say, you know, 6 to 8 inches for sure. It was beautiful. It was so fun. Yeah, but
I was going to say that's no fun. You gotta be able to jump in it, and roll around in it, and all that other fun stuff, and
we did get sick from it. We sled
really?
Down our back.
Don't you have like a PhD or something? You sled?
We sledded on our California beach boogie boards. It was so fun.
Okay. Well, I can see that happening. All right.
Yeah, like, well, what else are we going to use them for? In the middle of the country, there's no ocean. No, it was great. It was cold. -15, that's y'all, Missouri, Nebraska, you win. You win. I don't ever need to see that again. That's not fun.
Well, I grew up in Boston, so it's just kind of like whatever.
Oh, so you kind of know. Yeah. That's not fun, though.
You're right. You know, once or twice a year, you kind of giggle about it, get a few days off from work, you got to shovel some snow, and you just deal with it, get used to it. But there's been times, I left during the blizzard at 78 or 79, where there's a picture on my Facebook page that shows you how high the snow was on the door.
Yeah.
And you're going...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and you're saying, really? I need to stay here, why?
That'd be fun for a second, like to open it and go, cool, okay.
Yeah, right. I'm staying in for the day. Oh, wait a minute, the electricity just went on. Oh, wait a minute, there's no heat now. Yeah, really not fun anymore, right?
The funny thing is the next Tuesday after that was 84 degrees outside, and it's like, welcome to Texas.
See,
and
there's proof that this global heating, warming climate change.
Now we're in the thunderstorms, so figure. That was a fun week of winter.
Yeah. God must be mad at Texas for some reason. I don't know. If we're wearing masks, he can't see your face anymore. So...
Wear masks, yes.
So, this must have made your blood boil the other day when the HHS assistant director has now been confirmed. I won't even use, please don't use the name because I think like Beetlejuice, you say it too many times to show up or something. Anyway, said that we should start children off with hormone blockers at an extremely young age so that they can decide later on what they want to be, because the problem is that these kids are suffering greatly from depression because they can't change their genders, and they're committing suicide at a higher rate than any other group. I figured, by the way, people, I never set anybody up. I always shock them when they get on the show. This can't be true. I just don't buy that the transgender community is suicidal at a higher rate than any other group known.
Yes, they are indeed. They are, as teens and as adults, and they blame it on, actually, if you read the articles and the interviews from what they say, is they blame it on the conservative movement for their suicidal ideation and the Republican Party, because we are so intolerant, and therapists that are Christians and pastors. And they lay the blame on all of us because they think that somehow, right, their own irresponsibility and pain that we know is based in wickedness and depravity and God's wrath, unfortunately, it's very sad. And then mental health, you know, they have mental health issues, severe. And we should not make light of that. These are severe dysphoric disorders. But they blame it on us because we want to reach out and help them and bring them the truth, psychologically, spiritually, all of the above. And so now we are the enemy, and I have been reading more and more journals about this whole Equality Act happening, and if somehow it gets passed ever and it has to do with all of this, it will block people like me and pastors and people like you even from speaking about it, because it will be deemed hate speech instead of – it's just incredible how everything is coming true prophetically, you know, and Satan, the enemy, is just turning it all around. It truly is. Up is down and down is up, and it's so flawed in logic. And I've been posting on LinkedIn and commenting on, you know, I'm on a lot of psychological websites and have a lot of professionals that I follow and that follow me back. And the psychobabble that they are pushing, the dangerous rhetoric, it's incredible. They want segregation in within the mental health community now with therapists. They're saying that white therapists cannot counsel black individuals. They are saying that you have to be LGBT and live that and have had puberty blockers and had these sex changes in order to counsel them. And they're setting it up for the next thing that's going to happen in this country, which is shunning us. So basically blocking, they're going to block any kind of Christian psychologist or mental health professional or pastoral counselor.
Or conservative counselor.
Truly. From helping this community in the name of they are going to hurt you, when it is quite the opposite.
Yeah.
So,
how did such a small percentage of the community, small percentage
question.
Of the population, they'd have you believe that gay, lesbian, and transgenders make up over 30% of the population.
Right.
Not true. That I do know it's not true.
Right.
Right? But how does such a, and even the transgenders, the gay and lesbian community are not totally embracing of the transgender community. And so when you see the numbers, how could they make the medical world so afraid of them?
It's an interesting thought, what's going on. And because of social media now, though, up to 36% of teenagers identify as, you know, bisexual or non-binary because of this. They identify as that. So do they truly have, mental health issues? No, right? This is society and the reprogramming of society through social media and through schools now and educators and college professors. Academia is all over this. So where the numbers were less than 6% nationwide, usually 2 to 3% statewide are identify as LGBT.
Right.
Bounce that up. Thanks.
We'll do a little bit more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun easing their COVID restrictions as new cases and hospitalizations have been falling for several weeks, and a third vaccine begins to be distributed. But health experts say that now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Monday that continuing mitigation efforts could prevent a fourth surge of coronavirus infections.
We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction. Continue wearing your well-fitted mask and taking the other public health prevention actions that we know work. Ultimately, vaccination is what will bring us out of this pandemic. To get there, we need to vaccinate many more people.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her back on. Dr. B joins us, as she does every week, to kind of help us through all the crazy and truly craziness. How we got to this point.
Yeah.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to look at God and go, why did you let us go there? You know, seriously.
Well, I'm sure all the Noah people did the same thing, Sodom and Gomorrah, Tower of Babel, and he just sits there and lets you do your thing, free will.
I know, but it's still, my God.
I know.
Right? You look around, and, you know, now we're talking about allowing kids to decide whether to lop off or add to. And
in kindergarten.
Yeah, I mean, just nuts.
No, could you just see that? That whole, hi, kids, let's gather in a circle. Okay, let's decide. I mean, we laugh, but it's happening. It is literally happening. We're going row by row and child by child, and people are applauding this. And if you don't, you are crazy. I mean, the names I was called on LinkedIn today, flawed. My logic was flawed. I can't believe you're a councilwoman. I can't believe you're a psychologist. You need to be disbanded. You need to be unlicensed. You know, it's like.
Yeah, isn't gender dysphoria, isn't that an actual medical term accepted?
It's in our diagnostic manual by the APA, the American Psychological Association, who is extremely liberal. So I'm completely blown away. Not really, but I'm like, well, that's not what we meant by it. Okay.
Yeah, could you then be more specific? What did you mean by it then? That's what I'd be doing. You know, tell me what.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the DSM-5 is what's out, the diagnostic manual. You know, when the DSM-6 comes out, I can only imagine, because you and I are going to be in there, you know, zealots and Christians and radio hosts and, you know, kinds of things.
Anybody who says one thing that's off of what they believe to be true.
And it's not funny. It is, I mean, what is happening? If 50 years ago, you know, if you said to somebody that, hey, in 50 years, you're going to be having, your grandkids are going to be sitting in kindergarten and they get to choose what gender they want to be. What? There are only two. But no, there's 78 now. What? You know what I mean? I mean, they would lock you up. Literally, they'd be like calling the men in the white coats behind your back. And now the messengers are the ones that are going to be locked up. And it's remarkable. It hurts my head. I'm trying to, you know, counsel these people and write articles about it. And they're just trying to take me out, you know, as far as going after my license and things like that. And it's, here it comes.
Yep. You know, I keep going back and forth. It's funny. I had something happen over the weekend, then again today with a friend of mine. And, you know, my mantra for years has been, we're the warriors. We're the warriors for Christ. We're the warriors for our kids. We care about our kids. We care about this. We care about that. And this is going to come out wrong, and I'm taking a swipe at moms, and I don't really mean to do it this way, but, you know, hear me out for a second. You ladies, for all intents and purposes, you take control of your kids' education. Dads will usually pull back and play second base because they figure you got it. We trust, I mean, my wife says, this is what happened at school, this is what I'm going to do. And you go, sure, she's got it. She's got it figured out. She's done some work with it. And all these years, we're watching this stuff happen, and nothing. And I don't know if it was nothing because we didn't want to hurt somebody else's feelings or we didn't think it was our place to say anything or what, but now this coronavirus thing that brought on distance learning, I've been joking about it, but you know what I mean when I say it's almost a godsend because now they're seeing it. And they're seeing exactly what the kids are being taught and what they're being pushed at. And now they're coming out to me and saying, we need your help, you know, and we need to stop this. Well, you can stop it. Hire the right people. Vote for the right people, right?
Yes, and all of that. And, you know, it's really simple. You know, if you look at what God intended for the family, we're so far away from that, it's not even funny. So it's kind of society's problem. I don't know how you get back to it other than train your kids up to really embrace the roles of the man and the woman. It works. The woman being the nurturing, right? The one that's just there, the, you know, helps with the foundation of the home. The man who is the main breadwinner and, you know, is, you know, just to be loved and respected. And we've just gotten away from those roles. We've gotten away from men, you know, in the household. But all of it would have worked. It just, I get why there's a rhyme to the reason. And now, even further you take it, we're just tossing kids out, literally. We are just murdering them if they're inconvenient. And if you just really look, the breakdown of the family, and here we are to the point where we are, women are willing to take their bodies, walk them, their bodies into a clinic and murder their unborn. You know, it's just, how is God going to bless that? And then now, well, shoot, yeah, let's just have the kid. It seems fun. Let them pick their gender. Find stores, grocery stores, and Targets and Walmarts, $1,000, you know, if they have gender-specific toys spread out. You know, it's just so unbelievably crazy and confusing for society and for our children. And they do not understand it. They do not, you know, you and I were talking about, you know, when we were kids and we would say, oh, hey, I think I want to be a policeman or I want to be this, I want to be that, right? You go through so many things and you role play and you figure it out. And 90% of the time you don't become any of that. Yet we want to let them choose their gender. We want to stop the growth of their hormones. We want to potentially make them infertile. And they don't even literally know what they want for dinner. So, I'm
with you. Here you have abuse.
It's abusive. It just is mental, psychological, emotional abuse.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that, you know, we sit here, Do you let your kids decide what they're going to eat every day? Do you let your kids decide what they're going to wear to school on a regular basis? Do you let your kids decide, you know, as a whose house they're going to play out without knowing? I mean, all these major, I mean, for the kid, little kid, all these decisions, yeah. We don't want them to make.
Right.
And,
well,
and now you're talking about changing their physical makeup.
Yeah. And it's fine to give them choices. Fine. You want hot dogs or mac and cheese? Not do you want to be a boy or a girl? Because they're like, what? I am a girl. How do I change that? Oh, let me get you some literature. Let me just every day jam it down your throat and reeducate your mind. And then you're going to go to school and then you're going to learn about 78 other genders. And they're just like, I just want to go play on the playground. Well, you can't do that either because, you know, it's just like I would want to probably put a bullet in my head as well. I am completely understanding why we now have 9 and 10-year-olds that are taking their lives. We've done this.
I could never understood that. I mean, we were joking about it earlier. You saw where I grew up.
Yes.
I never, ever, ever... And I know you had a poor past too, but I never thought that my life was so terrible I needed to take my life.
No.
I wasn't eating what the other kids were eating, and you know, I was a kid that showed up in high school with Bondo on his car when everybody else, daddy or mommy, had bought them a decent car.
Right, so, yeah.
But it was never thought to hurt somebody else or myself.
No, and if you do, it's like, well, let's go to the doctor and see what's up. But you're fine. Get outside. Go play with your friends. And then they cheer you up and they'd be like, okay, well, that's dumb. I don't even, what is that? Suicide? What's that? I don't know what that is.
Right.
You know,
but you and I talked about this before. I don't understand. Is it the parenting that has changed? Is it, you know, the societal norms that we're allowing our kids to believe that has changed?
Yeah, parenting out of fear. That's what parents are doing. Parental peer pressure, I call it. Peer pressure is not just for kids anymore. It's parents, right? Well, Susie's and the Joneses and the Smiths are doing it. You're doing what? You're forcing her to go to youth group? Well, that's going to make her hate God. What? Literally, this is what parents say in their peer groups. Excuse me. So, and then we've got social media as well that's forcing it down, you know, everybody's throats as well.
I'm just amazed. Anyway, we'll come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit more about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Want to get your thoughts on the Equality Act. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property, or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get her all riled up with the what do you want to call it, the Inequality Act that the House just passed. Well, the House passed. I don't know if anybody else is going to pass it. But anyway, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. And Dr. B, tell people where they can find you and where they can get more information on you.
Oh, drbradio.com or on Facebook at Diagnosing America with Dr. B.
Or just go to Lucky Looney Bin, and there'll be all kinds of stuff in there about you.
LinkedIn, it's great right now. Go find me on LinkedIn. That's it's amazing seeing professionals like with degrees and doctorates and MBAs. Just wow, just nonsense.
So I just gotta ask the question though. When you pull up what's in their own books, when you pull up what the American Medical Association prints and says, what's their response to that?
That's a great question. You should ask them. I've been asking them all of that on LinkedIn. And they just call my logic flawed, literally. It's every one of them. Like, they have the playbook on how to diss conservative professionals. Your logic is flawed. You are mentally unstable. I can't believe you have these degrees. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. Well, I do, and it's not, and I care more about what's going to happen on the other side of eternity than here. Thank you. And Breen Brown, I don't know if you know who that is. She is dangerous. She's very popular. Been on Oprah and all of this. She's written books. Stay away from that one. Oh, not good. Anyway.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that just don't get it. They really, my dad used to say, just because you have a piece of paper doesn't make you an expert.
Not at all. Right?
No, Jesus was not popular. Now I have to really agree with enough to see what I'm seeing out there.
Yeah, know? Jesus was like God as a man, not popular at all. The popular ones were Herod and Nebuchadnezzar, you know, all these idiots that were just idiots. So, yeah, it's if you're really popular, it's probably not really good. I back off. Jesus had 12 disciples. I keep reminding myself, you know, why are people so mean? 12. And they were idiots too. So it's just keep going against the flow, no matter what your profession, be willing to step out. And I understand that it's getting more difficult. I had another Facebook friend who is a professional, and I'm not going to mention his name, and he was just fired because of his Facebook posts. Yet if you look at other employees in his company, and it's a well-known company, and their posts on LinkedIn and all the junk liberal left stuff that they post.
Wow.
Hate speech. Unbelievable. But he got fired because of his post. They called him in.
And there'll be no place for him to turn when this HR 5 goes through, right?
He doesn't count for the Equality Act. Yeah. That doesn't count. Conservatives aren't in that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, big part of it. But when you start pushing for, making it legal for a man to use a woman's shower, bathroom, the gym, all that fun stuff that's going on there when you allowing men to play women's sports. I mean, right. Think about what this does to the young girls that have been beating their brains out on track and other things like that since they were little girls. And now all of a sudden the guy steps up and says, yeah, well, you know what? I identify as a female. Too bad. Deal with it.
It's just sick and depraved. It's sick. And where are the feminists? You like this? Nobody should like this Equality Act. Nobody, unless you literally have an IQ less than 95, because there's nothing good in it for children. There's nothing good in it for women. There's nothing good in it for conservatives or Christians. It's harmful to religious liberty. It's harmful if you're a mental health professional and you believe in God or use the Bible at all. It's harmful to pastors. It's harmful to women. It's abusive to children. So I'm really struggling the most to see. It's embarrassing to me that the House passed this, that you voted, that the liberals, whomever voted for people who passed this. It's such a kick in the face to Americans, to Christians, and to God. It's so dangerous. Clever name.
Yeah.
Dangerous act. Oh,
they do it in California all the time.
The
Safe Kids Act. Or the
Safe Born and Raised, Education right? Act. The Healthy Kids Act, right? Yeah. The
right.
Save the Homeless Act. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You read them and it's...
Well, you read, the FAIR Act, making sure that, all kids are recognized in school, which really, when you read through it and you find out what it said, it basically said that you could not refer to anybody of the LGBTQ community in history in a negative way. Like, well, wait a minute. What's that going to do with history? Whether they were gay, Italian, Irish, short, fat, thin, whatever. If they did something wrong, why wouldn't you, in history, why wouldn't you be able to call it out?
Right.
Right?
Well, yes. It affects the Civil Rights Act, right? You know, this Equality Act. If you're an employer, an employer, if you own your own company, you are never going to be able to fire a bad employee that is not doing a good job if they have any kind of minority complex at all, ever, no matter what. or you are the one that's going to lose your business and your job and be fined. There's just nothing positive in it at all, except for people think the name, right? Sounds great, the Equality Act, which that's a natural given, right? We're all equal under God. That's the only thing we need to worry about. This actually takes the rights away from a large percentage of Americans. So I encourage y'all to read it. I've read it. It makes me sick to my stomach, you know, reading it, especially as business owners. So,
well, this part of the problem here is that what's going to end up happening is that, you know, let's just take churches, for instance. Most churches have a spiritual and business component to them, right? The church, the sanctuary,
yeah,
is directly related to that, are spiritual in nature, religious, quote-unquote, in nature. However, you know, the running of the front office, as we say, you know, the bookstores, those kind of things, usually run under a business portion of the church or what have you. So that means that technically you can't refuse a same-sex couple or same-sex marriage at the business portion of this.
Right. It targets faith-based shelters, homeless shelters, churches, and schools. People really need to hear this. They can be shut down, have their, you know, tax status taken away, pastors be forced to quit, mental health professionals that are Christians losing their license. You're right. If they refuse to counsel, do marriage counseling and premarital counseling with gay couples, with transgender couples, and when our belief system, when their belief system, right, of these faith-based places is completely against that, why would you force? So basically they're forcing their religion on everybody that is of faith.
Right.
But we can't give them a choice, you know, people a choice on how they want to be treated and what they want to learn and be taught. You know, it can go as far as pastors, too, if they counsel, if they do the counsel on Corinthians or Romans 1 or Leviticus 3, anything that has to do with homosexuality that is God's word, not the pastor's word, or if I have a couple that I refuse to see. Because, I mean, if you really want to come in as a same-sex couple and have me counsel you, well, good luck.
How are you going to
not going to go well?
You're going to have your same-sex couple, to your point, come into the pastor and tell the pastor that they have to give them marital counseling. What's he going to say based on Scripture? Because he's going to act on Scripture. He's not going to act on the law. He's going to look at them and say, I'm sorry. You want me to counsel you? Well, let me counsel you from what I believe to be truth. You need to, you know, break up or whatever.
Unbelievable. You need to say, you know? So they want to basically, they want us to blaspheme God and to disregard, you know, his word and everything that is the basis of what we believe. It's not America anymore. And
well,
then parents, right? Parents.
They realize that. They think that what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's freeing everybody.
It's a lot of evil, but what they're doing, what they believe is truly what the Constitution calls out for them to do.
And parents, right? Okay, so welcome to social media. All of our children have it. Y'all can be at risk for losing custody of your child if you deny them their gender reaffirming medical procedure.
Yep.
Your kids, they will take your child out of your house. So I don't know if people understand this is going on, but people are like, it's not going to pass in the Senate, and where I agree mostly, but I think anything can happen right now. Anything can happen.
You're much more positive than I am. I'm thinking that it's getting to the point where people are being squeezed so tight, people are getting so nervous, they're getting so concerned. I, you know, a civil war of some time, of some kind, is bubbling up. Tell people how to find you one more time.
DrBRadio.com.
Man, that's great to meet you. Joe Basile, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You got all Joe the next hour, and I got a lot to let loose on. We'll be back in a bit.